Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And this is The Astrology Show on the Om Times Network. And happy February. Tonight's show is all about February and what is going on this month. And really, the biggest news of the month is the solar eclipse. Now, the solar eclipse is occurring on February 15th, and it's going to be in Aquarius. And really, if we didn't have the solar eclipse this month, it'd be a pretty quiet month. And especially so because we have a lot of Piscean energy, a lovely, sweet, mellow Piscean energy. So tonight's show is all about what's happening in February. I'm also going to give you a Valentine's Day forecast, which I will also do next week. So be sure to tune in then. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you your monthly horoscope, which is always exciting because it's really long and involved and talks about your sign specifically according to where the planets are this month. So, as I said, the big news is the solar eclipse on February 15th, and then what we have is on February 10th, love planet Venus is moving into Pisces. So this is a very romantic sort of energy. Many of us might be incurable romantics, maybe prone to fantasy when it comes to love, rose-colored glasses, all that sort of thing. And if you are single and you meet someone at that time, you might fall madly, deeply in love. And I don't want to burst the bubble there, but there needs to be other factors involved to sort of ground us at that time. So then that's February 10th, and then February 15th is the solar eclipse. And then February 17th, we have communication planet Mercury moving into Pisces. So there's one thing when love planet Venus is in Pisces, because Venus is the planet of love and it really likes being coupled up with Pisces. But then when we have communication planet Mercury, Mercury is the planet of the mind, and so that means logic. It's not really a great fit, Mercury in Pisces. So it might be a little bit challenging February 17th through the end of February when it's all about communication. So if there's any sort of logical or logic work you need to do the second half of February, if you can put it off, that might be a good thing, because this energy is more about intuition and creativity and spirituality and all that nice stuff. And then on February 18th, we have the sun moving into Pisces, where it will be for the next month. And so my show in 2 weeks' time is going to be dedicated to all you Pisces out there. So be sure to tune in. because each month when the sun changes sign during the week that I'm doing the show, I always dedicate the show to the particular sun sign. So in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be dedicating my show to all you sweet mermaids and mermen out there, of course, represented by the fish. So that's sort of it for February. It's a really, really quiet month. Although that said, as you know, we've got the solar eclipse going on February 15th. So that's the big news, and that's sort of like that makes up for sort of the lack of planetary energy going on this month. And I think as well, it's a little bit of a reprieve. Because during the Northern Hemisphere's summertime, and that's starting mid-May through September, it's going to be fully, fully charged. And if you've been tuning in every week, you might recall that I've been harping on about it every week, about the summertime. And of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, then it is the winter time for you. But there is going to be so much planetary activity. It's like 2018 is just building up and building up until we hit mid-May when Uranus, planet of the unexpected, moves into Taurus, and then it will promptly be forming a square to Mars, warrior planet Mars. So there's going to be fireworks, and that's probably an understatement at that time. And all through the northern summer, Mars and Uranus are like forming a square to each other three times during that period, and it's going to be very intense. Also, we're going to have three eclipses. So right now we're in the middle of our first eclipse season of 2018. January 31st, we just had a very intense lunar eclipse in Leo. And so then, of course, again, we're on February 15th, we've got this solar eclipse. And so what that means, it's all about new beginnings. Now, again, 2017, I felt like every show that I did was all about the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So there's a little tiny slither of reprieve because the focus this year is primarily, nobody's off the hook, but primarily is on the fixed signs. So 2018 is all about the fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So these eclipses, the one that we just had last week was in Leo, and then next week's solar eclipse is in Aquarius. So this is big news if you're a fixed sign, particularly if you're Leo or Aquarius or have any planets in fixed signs. And again, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Now, if you don't know where your planets are, I strongly, strongly urge you to get a free chart wheel, which will list all your natal planets. So what that means is at the time of your birth, the snapshot was taken in the sky, first moment of your breath is when astrologers will calculate your birth time and then cast a chart for that very moment in time. So the first breath is the crucial moment of when a chart is cast. And then that is called your natal chart, and then that represents you, your challenges, your potentials, and then that is the main chart for your life and representative of you. So astrology, of course, is so much more than just a sun sign, but it's a really great place to start. So all the planets are taken into consideration at the time of birth, and the planets will be in various signs. And then the planets make various degrees or angles to each other, some harmonious, some not so harmonious. So that's what astrologers do to read a natal chart. So back to the fixed signs, and 2018 is the year of fixed signs. But the cardinal signs are not quite off the hook, and that's because we've got Saturn and Pluto both in Capricorn, where they will be for the next few years. So the cardinal signs will be affected, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And of course, the mutable signs, I can't leave you guys out, the mutable signs being Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. What's affecting you this year? And of course, you've probably got cardinal or fixed signs in your natal chart anyway. Is Neptune. Neptune is currently in Pisces, and it's affecting the mutable signs. So everybody's on the hook for something, but especially the fixed signs. Oh, and I was going to say, if you don't know where your natal planets are, be sure to get a free chart wheel at my website, which is new.theastrologer.com/chartwheel. Okay, so back to February. So I'm going to start with the solar eclipse. I usually like to do everything in chronological order because that's how an astrologist thinks typically is in chronological order or time, because astrology is the study of time. Astrology is all about planetary cycles and giving meaning to the planets and to their cycles. So I think, as an astrologer, I think in terms of time and timing constantly. And I make a great project manager on that note, because it's always about time and deadlines and what's happening. So the solar eclipse in Aquarius, that is the big news for February. So February 15th, we have a solar eclipse in Aquarius. And a solar eclipse is basically a supercharged new moon. So new moons, we have every month, every 28 days, we have a new moon, which means the start of the lunar cycle. And so it begins every 28 days. And each time it's in a different sign. And this time we've got the solar eclipse, which is basically a supercharged new moon in Aquarius. And so eclipses typically happen in pairs or threesomes. So we've just had the lunar eclipse in Leo on January 31st. And if you missed last week's show, be sure to go to the On Times archive and listen, because there's some really great information in there about not only last week's lunar eclipse, but it was a super moon, a blue moon, fully charged, turbocharged. We had the involvement of love planet Venus, and excessive Jupiter was part of the lunar eclipse. So there was some good stuff, and then there was a little bit of friction, particularly when it comes to relationships, and especially for Leo and Aquarius. So the solar eclipse on February 15th, so that's part of this duo or twosome, and it's tied into the lunar eclipse that we just had last week. So this week, what's important to know is this week is about the midpoint of both of these eclipses. So a midpoint is very potent energy. So we will be this week at the midpoint, or right in the middle, or sandwiched between these two very intense eclipses. So that's interesting in itself. This is going to occur, let's just say Tuesday night would be the most potent point, the midpoint of the eclipses. And if you think about it, it's a little bit, maybe this is an exaggeration, but it always feels a little bit like a vortex, you know, like all this really intense energy swirling around us, and we're right in the middle of it. It's sort of like being in the eye of the storm, so to speak. But also, you know, eclipse energy is not in the moment. I mean, yeah, it is in the moment. But eclipse energy, depending on where it falls in your chart, could go on for weeks or months. But just know that eclipse energy is very much about big changes. Like it's not only an intense energy, but it's all about making changes. And sometimes they're not changes that we choose for ourselves. Sometimes it's forced changes. But, you know, sometimes we look back and think, wow, I'm really glad that that happened the way that it did. Always in hindsight, of course. It's never in the moment when it's actually going on. So a new moon is when the sun and moon, or a solar eclipse, new moon, is when the sun and moon come together from our perspective here on Earth. So basically the moon shadows the sun. So if we were to stand in a line, the Earth, Sun and the Moon, the Earth would be where we are, the Moon in the middle, and then the Sun behind the Moon. And so there's been a lot of folklore about new moons, and it's a time of darkness. And so with the solar eclipse, you know, there's more, a lot more around that. So this particular solar eclipse is in Aquarius. And so Aquarius is about radical change. And when you put that together with the eclipse is about new beginnings. But before we have a new beginning, we always need to have an ending. So it's really important to know that if you have anything outstanding, especially if you're a fixed sign, and again, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, all planets in fixed signs, that things get wrapped up, that things are completed and get wrapped up, especially if there's a new direction that you want to take and you know what it is, the plans are in place, especially if it's a long-term direction that you want to go in. It is really important not to have any open ends around this solar eclipse. And I also think new moons can sometimes act like full moons. They have that same sort of, not eerie energy, but very much about projection. And if you remember that I said last week that full moons and especially lunar eclipses, which are supercharged full moons, are like big mirrors. So you think about the giant moon in the sky, and it's illuminating back to us. So if there are people in your life around a full moon or particularly a lunar eclipse, who are not behaving in a way that you prefer, I would take a look at my own behavior because it's like a mirror back to us. So when we come up to a new moon or a solar eclipse, it acts a little bit in the same way where the light is switched off because the moon blocks the sun and we're sort of standing there. It might feel alone and there's nothing illuminating, but it's sort of like what's lurking in the shadows, if that makes any sense at all. So the solar eclipse next week, February 10th, is going to be all about change and radical change and being progressive, because Aquarius is a very progressive, futuristic, scientific sign. It's all about humanitarianism, democracy, you know, we stand together. It can be very rebellious as well, whereas the lunar eclipse of last week was all very individualistic. It wasn't so much about us as a whole. It was more about us as an individual. So they're very different energies, but in the same way, they're quite similar as well. And so with the solar eclipse of next week, there's other energies that hook into that as well, but I will save that for after the break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this month. Usually my show is all about the planets this week, but because we just started, we kicked off with February a few days ago, I thought, you know, it might be really fitting just to give an overview of the month each time. So when the sun moves into a sign, I dedicate that show to the particular sign. But what I think I might do going forward is dedicate the show at the start of the month to what's going on and just give everybody an overview. And then, as I promised, at the end of the show, I will be giving every sign their monthly horoscope. So I better get into it because there is a lot to say. Even though I said there's a bit of a reprieve for February, we do have a solar eclipse. And this week, we're at the midpoint of last week's lunar eclipse and next week's solar eclipse. So back to the solar eclipse of next week. And again, I'm going to be talking about this on next week's show as well. And it does deserve a mention twice, that's for sure. So as I was saying before the break, the solar eclipse in Aquarius is all about radical progressive change. You know, things are going to change. We are not happy with the status quo. You know, we've got Jupiter currently in Scorpio, and that's all about shining the light that's been hidden. And I know. Nearly every show I bring up the example of hashtag me too. That is just classic Jupiter in Scorpio. It's like Scorpio is very sexual, hidden sexual energy, and Jupiter represents excess. And then last week it was forming, the lunar eclipse was forming a T-square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So there's more things in the media that are coming up about that. And justice, you know, Jupiter is also about justice. So if you've been reading the news here in the US, you will know what I'm talking about. So also we've got, yeah, so Jupiter in Scorpio. And the interesting thing is Scorpio is a fixed sign. And so the lunar eclipse, the solar eclipse next week is at 27 degrees Aquarius, and Jupiter is currently at 22. It's moving from 21 to 22 degrees. That's a square. So Jupiter was forming a square to the lunar eclipse last week, and it's going to be forming a square to the solar eclipse the solar eclipse next week. So it's really interesting that Jupiter's sort of like, it's poking, you know, it's poking, poking and prodding, as Scorpio does so well. Oh, we love you, Scorpio, but you can really poke and prod, that is for sure. You know, and it's Jupiter in Scorpio, which is hooking in a challenging way to both these eclipses. It's very much about the underbelly. You know, there's a lot of tension there. There's tension, there's things that have been hidden that are now coming to light. So there's very much, it's about a struggle. I'm just looking to see where the other planets are here. And then of course we've got, Mercury is currently, in Aquarius, and it is a little bit too far away to be forming a conjunction to the solar eclipse, but it's still in the same sign. And we have Venus. Venus is currently in Aquarius, and it will be forming a conjunction to the solar eclipse. So that's interesting in itself, because Venus in Aquarius is all about, friendship and acquaintances and joining together with others. It's more aloof than in a romantic sense, rather than being joined at the hip with your significant other. This is more about a freedom and a collection of people. So Venus is forming a conjunction with this solar eclipse as well. Venus was also hooked into the lunar eclipse, particularly because it's in Aquarius. So again, Aquarians or anybody with a moon in Aquarius or sun in Aquarius or any planets in Aquarius, this is a very much a supercharged time for you. So what can we expect from the solar eclipse of next week? Anything, I guess, is the answer. Change. And, you know, this 2018 is a year of change. As I said before, everybody thought 2017 was, you know, full on, but 2018 is where it's at. So, you know, we're all in for change. It's going to be more difficult than what it might normally be because, you know, we've got a lot of planets, you know, at odds or battling each other, and they're all in fixed signs. So this is all about my opinion is the right one, and so be it. So there you have it. I will again talk about this on next week's show because there is just so much to say. And then on February 10th, we have love planet Venus moving into Pisces, where it really, really likes to be. It's one of its favorite signs. And it will be there through March 6th. So under the influence of Venus in Pisces, and as always, it depends on where this will be triggering your chart, this is all about romance and fantasy and, you know, many of us might be incurable romantic, particularly you water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. You know, we might be prone to fantasy when it comes to love. And, you know, seeing the god or the goddess in everyone we meet and thinking, especially if you're single, they're my dream partner. This is it. You know, that's not such a bad thing to have rose-colored glasses, particularly in romance. But it's sort of like practicality and any sort of discrimination go right out the window. And some of us might even be willing to sacrifice it all for our ideal love, our soulmate, our twin flame, all that sort of thing. When Venus is in Pisces, you know, our boundaries become more fluid. So take care with that, especially you water signs, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, because you're very empaths, intuitive, psychic. And so when we're not protecting ourselves with the white light, which we all of us should do as a daily ritual, we're taking on a lot from other people. So that's of course, if you have any challenging aspects to, you know, Venus in Pisces at that time. So just be careful with illusion or disillusion with Venus in Pisces, and not be disappointed if somebody doesn't really meet our expectations. Hey Virgo, I'm talking to you in particular. But this is a very good energy, Venus in Pisces, for creativity, any sort of artistic expression, like music, painting, film, poetry, drama, anything like that. So this is a really great outlet for escaping the daily grind. Now, as I said, our sensitivities are heightened with Venus in Pisces. So be careful who you associate with. As I said, boundaries are sort of fluid at this time, especially because the Sun and Mercury will be moving into Pisces as well. So it's be very careful about boundaries. And who you're associating with and where you're going and what you're doing, that type of stuff. And pay attention to your intuitive responses. So not only the Sun, Mercury, Venus in Pisces, but Neptune's in Pisces. So, you know, we've got four planets that are going to be in Pisces for the second half of February. And so this is really, really important to really take care of yourself at this time. And also, not take anything at face value. I think what will help with that is Saturn Saturn and Pluto are currently in Capricorn. So Capricorn and Pisces get on really well together. And so there's a lot of grounding there from Saturn and Pluto to this Piscean energy that we're expecting throughout February. Then on February 17th, we've got Mercury moving into Pisces. And Mercury's planet of the mind. It's very logical. It's very factual. And when it comes together in Pisces, it's not really a good combination. Mercury and Pisces together, probably one of the lowest ranking placements you can have in astrology. So just be careful with communication at that time. It might be better to send smoke signals rather than try and get really in-depth research, any sort of investigation. So it's sort of like our rational mind for the second half of February might be on hiatus. It might be better to brainstorm or look at the big picture, but maybe the details of daily life might escape us at this time with all this Piscean energy going on in February. Maybe be prepared for miscommunications, misunderstandings are possible. And this is going to be more so if you're a Gemini or a Sagittarius, a little bit of frustration if you're a Virgo, people not really saying what they mean, people being a little bit fluffy. Might be hard to be really focused second half of February. Some people might not even be able to distinguish between dreams and reality, more than usual, I should say. And so many people might, with Mercury in Pisces and also, you know, as I said, the Sun, Venus and Neptune, we're making our decisions based off feelings rather than logic. Now, people do that, but this more so than usual. Others are going to be very sensitive, so be careful what you say, Sag in particular. And but many of our decisions, you know, could be motivated by compassion, especially with the influence of this solar eclipse in Aquarius, because it's all about humanitarian issues, you know, like helping other people. And so this is backed up by this energy in Pisces, these four planets in Pisces. Now, when it comes to the mind, you know, we're very adaptable, very flexible, you know, wide open to other people's ideas. Maybe too wide open, you know, because then we're very impressionable with this sort of energy as well. So it's sort of like taking on other people's opinions, which is sort of okay, but make sure you have the substance within yourself to distinguish, you know, what's what. In other words, don't just sort of follow along because somebody has a strong opinion. Also with Mercury in Pisces, you know, you might be procrastinating or avoiding or even worse, escapism. Anything that requires organisation or attention to detail could be a little bit frustrating, especially, as I said, especially for you Virgos out there. So, you know, but it is good for picturing, you know, what we want, the ideal vision we want for the future, our future, getting together with others, you know, we are all one, you know, one love. So it's a good time for February, for this month, to channel your imagination into creative outlets is the best use of Mercury in Pisces. And then on February 18th, we have the Sun moving into Pisces, where it will be until March 20th. And then on March 20th, we'll be celebrating the astrological new year. That's when it coincides with spring. I can't believe I'm already talking about spring, just like I was just talking about the winter solstice or southern hemisphere, the summer solstice. So looking at spring already, and then the Sun moving into Pisces sort of ends the cycle. So Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and so we're coming to the end of this current cycle, looking into the start of spring and then the next cycle with the first day of Aries, which this year is March 20th. So when the Sun is in Pisces, it's more about connecting with our spiritual life and channeling from above. We don't really pay much attention to the material world at this time. There's more important matters to deal with rather than materialism with all this Piscean energy. So imagination strong, and again, you know, make use of this through a creative outlet, music, painting, dancing, writing, poetry, fiction, acting, whatever it is. Maybe you just even let yourself daydream. That's when sometimes our best thoughts come, when we just let our mind wander, you know, like many of us are in, you know, the daily grind. It can be really sort of robotic in some ways, but with this all this Piscean energy, it can be really sweet. So just letting, just relaxation and letting our minds wander. Pay attention to your dreams at this time with all this Piscean energy coming up this month. And it's important to pay attention to messages that are going on out there. No matter how weird and wild and wacky they might seem, anything very profound. Listen to your subconscious mind. It might even be a great time to make a dream journal. As I said, with Mercury in Pisces, you know, we're very sensitive right now. Some people might be feeling overwhelmed by others and responsibilities. But as I said, you know, with the sextile from Saturn and Pluto, there is a lot of grounding. So even though we've got like all this ethereal Piscean energy going on at this time, there is a good amount of grounding coming from Saturn and Pluto. Just looking to see where Mars, yes, of course, Mars will be in Sagittarius throughout February. So Mars will be forming a square to all this Piscean energy. So Mars in Sagittarius, Mars is all about action, initiation, getting stuff done. And then it might be a little bit hard. So there's this bit of a challenge or a friction with wanting to get stuff done. And then at the same time, it's sort of like trying to run through quicksand. Like we want to move, but we can't. And again, that's for you, especially Sagittarius, Gemini, the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag, Virgo, a bit of frustration with this energy. But the water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, this is really good news for you, having all this watery energy around you with Saturn and Pluto grounding you at the same time. So it's a mixed bag, it flows. Oh, and of course, Jupiter being in Scorpio, another water sign. It's a really great flowing energy. We're going to take a break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is the Astrology Show and I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this month for all the signs. So the big news is the solar eclipse next week in Aquarius. And then we've got the Sun, Mercury and Venus moving into Pisces. So this is great news if you're a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. And if you're a mutable sign, not so good. It might be a little bit challenging. I should say the other mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo and Sagittarius. Now for your monthly horoscope. Oh, and by the way, your daily, weekly, monthly horoscope you can get on the On Times website. So if you're an Aries, well, February for you, the news is with the last planet Venus moving into Pisces on the 10th, you might be a little bit passive aggressive. So it might be a little bit of a challenge to get along with others. They might not be moving as fast as you would prefer. So it might be better just to take a step back, allow others to dictate the pace, as hard as that may be, and go along with what they suggest. You can still lead, of course, which you like to do, Aries, but do it maybe from behind the scenes this time and see how that goes. Now, the solar eclipse for you on the 15th is perfect for showcasing one of your innovative ideas because the eclipse will be in your 11th house, the natural 11th house for you, Aries. Keeping a lower profile might be sensible in the second half of the month, so secrets might be in the spotlight on the 17th. Be careful of the tricky square between Mars and Neptune, as I talked about just before the break. Now, what that means is somebody might be speaking out of turn or breaking your confidence with this energy. So the trick here is to stay calm. And then on the 21st, Venus and Neptune create a lovely conjunction in Pisces in the most spiritual zone of your chart. So you might be feeling very spiritual. It's a good time for psychic abilities and listening to your gut instincts. If you are a Taurus, so for you during this month, career matters get a boost right from the start of this month because Mercury moves into your career zone on the 1st. And so what that is, Mercury in Aquarius triggers your career zone. And so between that and the solar eclipse on the 15th, you should have plenty of opportunities to promote yourself with your talents and get yourself noticed at work for all the right reasons. So that's good news when it comes to your profession. So it doesn't mean that you have to work long, hard hours, which won't make your family very happy. But a tense square between the Sun and Jupiter on the 10th, that suggests that compromise over your work-life balance could be difficult. So just keep that in mind. But then from mid-month onwards, when we've got all this Piscean energy, be careful because Mars in Sagittarius will clash with Neptune. So there might be some maybe jealousy from colleagues or maybe an ex might show up and make sneers against you or something like that. Try to stay your normal chill self and hold your head up high. Don't take the low road. But the good news is the second half of February looks to be a very enriching time for your social life. With Mercury, the Sun and Venus in your friendship zone. So that's good. Be sure to reach out, network, socialise, join groups of like-minded people. And the first half of the month with the solar eclipse will be forgotten about. And if you're single, you're a single Taurian, this month there could be a chance that one new encounter could lead to a romance, particularly around the 21st. Between romantic Venus and ethereal Neptune in your friendship zone. So be sure to accept every social invitation if you're single and looking, Taurus. If you're a Gemini, as usual, you probably have itchy feet. And so the early February arrival of Mercury, which is your ruling planet, in your travel zone is sure to make the walls close in if you can't get out and about as much as you would like to. If you can get a reprieve, take a break or make a journey somewhere, fantastic. But if you can't get away, even for a little bit of time, you might be increasingly dissatisfied with your daily grind. And that's with all this Piscean energy going on. But fortunately, the solar eclipse on the 15th should help you take flight. If only metaphorically, that restlessness should ease after the 15th with the solar eclipse. Now, there could be some good career progress for you, Gemini, in the second half of the month, which helps to lift your spirits. Mercury, Sun, Venus in your career zone. This is really good news. You'll be feeling articulate and communicative at best at work. And if you're looking to make a change with your career or job, that would be the time to do it. Be careful around the 17th with the difficult square between Mars and Neptune, which sort of pits your love zone against your career zone. So any decisions you make, your significant other should always be involved. And then, of course, the 21st with the Venus-Neptune conjunction. For many signs, it spells romance, but for you, just be careful not to fall in love too quickly is probably the best way to say it. If you are a Cancer, just take care of your relationship this month and actually through the year, but this month in particular. You know, you've got Saturn and Pluto opposing your Sun, Cancer. So, you know, you might feel like someone's pulling the strings. But the start of the month did begin with flirtatious Mercury spicing up your sex zone. So a fun time. February starts off very fun, of course. But, you know, always be cautious. And then on the 10th, there's a 10th square between the Sun and Jupiter. So just be careful with any sort of excess. And then the solar eclipse on the 15th for you, Cancer, gives you the chance to clear the air, not just with your significant other, but with any sort of friends or family members. Just be careful this month with jealousy and suspicion. Anyway, back to Venus. Venus will be working some magic in your work and social life, Cancer, arriving in your travel zone on the 10th, so that's good news. Although you are a homebody, so if you have to travel for work, that's a good thing. You know, and it might be that you don't have to travel, but you're charming your colleagues or maybe clients. So it's a good time to for job or career prospects. So with the Mars-Neptune square, though, on the 17th of this month, don't be surprised to find that something more is expected of you, particularly around any sort of work responsibilities. But the second half of February, with all that Piscean energy, it's really good for you, Cancer, because you are a fellow water sign. Leo, love is February's central theme for you. But before you get overexcited, know that too much intensity can be a bad thing. So Mercury arrives in your love zone. You've got the solar eclipse triggering your love zone. So if you're single, this is great news for new relationships, for the lion, a romantic at heart. And then Venus on the 10th will move into your passion zone. So there's a lot going on for you, Leo, lucky you. The second half of the month, again, it's all about passion and love and romance. But be careful if you're in a contest or competition. That could be sort of turbulent and troublesome. And then on the 21st, Venus comes in and forms a nice spiritual conjunction with Neptune. So this is really good news, and it's all rose-colored glasses. If you're a Virgo, the first half of February is all about your health and well-being, which is good for you because you are the sign of health and well-being. And then Mercury moves into your health zone at the start of February. And it's a good time this month to make some really good lifestyle choices and positive fresh starts. Ditch any bad habits and set up healthy new ones. As you head towards the solar eclipse on the 15th and into your health zone, you will feel like you're making progress in this area. So keep on with the good work of the health and well-being, particularly with a boost from the solar eclipse in your health zone. Just be careful, like towards the second half of February, all the Piscean energy is in your love zone. So you're a realist. You're an earth sign, Virgo. You're a realist. And it's okay to wear rose-colored glasses from time to time. But just do it with a dose of reality, I guess. But on the 21st, lovely Venus-Neptune conjunction in your love zone. So this lights up your romantic and sweet and tender heart. Oh, Libra, so for you in February, surround yourself with beautiful things this month. So that's always good for you because that's what you would normally do anyway. Mercury arrives in your pleasure zone beginning of the month. It's a great time, great month to take up a new hobby or an artistic pursuit. And give yourself an outlet which isn't work or family related, preferably something where you can create or make beautiful things. And your ruler is Venus, planet of beauty. And then the second half of the month with all this Piscean energy, it's very much about your health and your day-to-day life. So it's a good time to start any new daily routines. If you are a Scorpio, family matters are front and center for you this month. So this is all about having difficult conversations, ones that you might have been avoiding. Now is the time to speak up, especially because the solar eclipse in your family zone is all about new beginnings around home and family. But by mid-February, Venus, Sun, Mercury all move into your pleasure zone, and it's all good for the second half of this month for you, Scorpio. Sagittarius, your mind is on turbo boost as the month starts, so it's good for solving any sort of intellectual challenges and for getting stuff done. Mercury is in your thinking zone, so you've got this double boost of good intellectual energy. The solar eclipse is triggering your communication zone mid-month, so this is really great news. A little bit tough second half of February because there's a lot of Piscean energy, and that's a little bit of a challenge for you. But you do like to look at life from a philosophical or higher point of view. So it's really good for brainstorming or thinking of creative or different solutions. And Capricorn, your challenge this month is to stay rational, which you sort of normally are anyway. And don't allow emotions to sway your decisions. And that's sort of unusual for your sign. I mean, everybody has a heart, of course, but usually you're very logical. So Mercury arrives in your money zone at the start of February, which you might think would help. It's sort of yes and no. Because your emotional connection to your finances is really strong. And so you feel safe when you have money and unsafe when you don't. So it's not easy for you to use Mercury's energy to their best this month. So this month, avoid becoming too restrictive with your money or overly generous. It's sort of like find this middle ground. And the solar eclipse in your money zone on the 15th might help you get this thorny issue or another financial issue under better control. If you are an Aquarius, February begins with a lot of planetary activity in your sign because this is your time of the year. So, you know, with a lot of Aquarian energy, it shows that your identity is strong at this time and you're making your mark in the world, especially with the arrival of Mercury in your sign at the start of February. So this boosts your original and inventive ideas and helps you to communicate them better than you can sometimes manage. Because sometimes Aquarius, you can be very up in your head and maybe a bit too futuristic for us mere mortals down here. But be careful about ego and especially around the 10th. So because on the 10th, The Sun is forming a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So things could get very inflated this week with the Sun forming a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. Also, like a clash of wills, or being opinionated or stuck in our own opinions. So that's just a word of caution there. And this is definitely not a time for bluffing when the Sun forms a square to Jupiter. So the solar eclipse is in your sign on the 15th, and it's like this is a time to make a change. If you're looking to make a change to your appearance, this is definitely the time to do it. Take care on the 17th with any sort of money issues when Mars forms a square to Neptune. There could be a little bit of confusion around money at this time, but fortunately it's fast moving because it's Mars. And then you've got Mercury, Sun, Venus, second half of February, all in your money zone. So you can perhaps look forward to an increase in income, but especially when you're using your intuition or gut instincts to make decisions. And finally, if you are a Pisces, this February, February often marks the kind of spiritual new year for your Pisces, because of all the planetary activity in your sign. And then your intuition is fully charged with the solar eclipse in your house of spirituality. So be sure to listen to your psychic abilities. That's it from me. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Astrology Show. I'm your host, astrologer Kelly Fox, wishing you a great week.